Here we go. Mr. Fowles. Going backwards, 100. 100 is forte decrescendo. That never, never, ever happened. 93 was the same volume as 92. Is mezzo piano, and you have fortissimo before that. There was no change. It didn't even go to fortissimo to forte. It went fortissimo to fortissimo to fortissimo. The other one was pickups to 85. It goes from a fortissimo down to a mezzo forte. That never happened. I can leave the dynamics out, and we can just play all the same. We play all one volume. The dynamics are in there for an important reason, because without dynamics, I mean, if I were to talk at the same dynamic all the time, it becomes monotone after a while, and you really don't want to listen to the listener anymore because he's talking at the same dynamic. There has to be inflection. You wouldn't sing it like that. There'd be shaping going on. And I'm not even talking about shaping, I'm just talking about dynamics that we had back in the 1960s and 1970s. Play this measure forte, play this measure soft, play this measure loud, play this measure four counts loud, four counts soft, four counts loud, four counts soft. You've got to be able to, you've been playing this long enough that I would think that you might make mental notes or, you know, maybe put that, highlight that measure that, hey, there's something happening here that is different from everything that came before it. So it's, and this is happening, it happened here, it happened in the Pacific, and it's happening too often. You've got to recognize dynamics. There's a lot, we have to play in time, we have to play in tune, we have to play with the same tone color. We've got to be able to be in balance, we got to play with our trios, we got to play, there's a lot to do. Why are we doing this? We could go bowling where we just have to pick the ball up and throw it down the alley and hope it hits some pins. This is a lot more, we're asking a lot more of you. Football players couldn't do this. Gosh. All right, I'm not gonna have you do it again. I just want you to recognize it. Just, you know, recognize the articulations, recognize the phrasing markings, recognize the dynamic markings, recognize when we shape, when it's an all of a sudden change, like 84, it's a subito change to, and I'm not gonna write subito MF, it's just too many letters to put in there. You see FF, then you see MF, so you know it's an all of a sudden change. Okay, let's go to the mellophone, and they're gonna play it perfectly. Maybe. All right, we're gonna bring it right in on it. I'll give you four for nothing, and then you rest for that two count rest.